Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And then we get in verse number 6. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, who we know is Jesus Christ, he saith, let all the angels of God worship him. Again, just a thought, that we are to never worship angels. Matter of fact, there's a couple places, and remember we just went through the study of the book of Revelation. I should have marked it. Just give me a second. Revelation 19:10, John the Apostle, he's receiving this word from the Lord. Verse number 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he, this angel, says unto John, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that has the testimony of Jesus Christ, worship God. John fell at the feet of angels, at this angel, and he began to worship. Man, don't worship me. I'm just like you. I'm your fellow servant. Now, they're a different body, but he's trying to picture, I'm just a servant of the Lord, just like you are. And then in chapter number 22, verse number 8, yeah, when Jesus said, behold, I come quickly, and these things, and I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard them, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, which showed me these things. Verse number 9, then he saith unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren, a prophet's, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. It's so clear we're not to worship angels. A lot of people, and by the way, let me throw you something. Angels do not have wings. I'll throw this out there to you. You know, we have these ideas, Hollywood and artists paint pictures. You won't find angels with wings in Scripture at all. Okay. When these angels appeared, they were in human form. They didn't have little wings fluttering around on their back and all. It's a whole another. And by the way, every time you receive the word angel, it's always in the masculine. There are no female angels. Ladies, don't get upset, because you're going to be better than angels, okay? You'll find out in Hebrews that even us, right now we're a little lower than the angels, but one day we're going to even be better than them. We're going to receive a glorified body. Y'all following? So just a little thought of that. So when you see, don't let Hollywood give you your doctrine. Okay, and artists and all these wonderful paintings and all you see, you get your doctrine from the Word of God. So angels, and I know you're going to go home now and take those little angels off your TV. Don't do that. Enjoy it. I'm not criticizing. Just so you'll know, they're cute little things and all, little babies with wings and all. There's when babies die, they do not become angels. They become something better than angels. I know people think going to heaven to be an angel. You see it on the tombstones and all, with a little baby dying. Of course, you want to think great things. But listen, mama, he's going to be, or she going to be greater than an angel. Amen. You don't lower the standards of it. But anyway, so you understand, there's no lady angels. Women, they're all masculine. And there's no wings fluttering around and all that. Now, when we get to the cherub and the seraph, they're different stories. They're a different class. So I wish one day we'd do a thing on angelology. That's real. I'd love to study that. But anyway, you get the point, that the Jews focused on the angels much more than we did. John Bunyan said this concerning verse number 6, where Jesus said, or the Father said, let all the angels of God worship him. Remember who John Bunyan was? He wrote Pilgrim's Progress up there in that. Okay, he wrote this concerning verse 6. If Jesus be not God, then heaven is full of idolaters. Pretty good, ain't it? Because God told the angels, you worship Jesus. Okay. Verse number 7. And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire? Literally, what they're talking about is that, by the way, this is a direct quote. Maybe Greg can get it up there before I read it. Psalm 104, verse 4. That's a direct quote from Psalm 104, verse 4. who maketh his ministers spirits, or angels spirits, and his ministers a flaming fire. Literally, he's talking about angels are servants. Just like we are servants, he's made them as servants. A direct quote, they have appeared to men to deliver a message from God. All during their, it's one of their, not occupations. Y'all, I've just lost my words this morning. My ADD's kicking in. I got to slow down. Yes, thank you. One of their responsibilities as messengers of God. And so they would deliver a message from God, messages from God to people. And also, they worked in supernatural ways to deliver and protect God's people. All through the Old Testament, you see the protecting hand of angelic beings over God's people. Which brings us to today. There's a lot of discussion and debate. Do we have guardian angels? Personally, I believe we do. And I believe some of y'all need more guardian angels than I do. Because I read this, because we read about in Scripture also about when we die. Scripture talks about being taken to heaven. Okay? Things of that nature. So I believe in one day we'll get to study when I'm done in Hebrews in about 6-8 months, whenever it'll be, you know. We'll study a study of angelology. Wonderful study there. A lot of misconceptions and all. But anyway, this is a direct quote that they're to protect people and be a messenger of God. Then we get to verse number 8. That's where we'll spend the rest of the time. But unto the Son, and I hope you have a King James Bible, and if you do, that word Son ought to be capitalized. It's speaking of Jesus Christ and him alone. But he says something here that you don't find it in other places. But unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of kingdom. But unto the Son, thy throne, O God, is forever. God the Father, I want you to get this. This is the point I want to drive home this morning. God the Father called his Son God. Amen. Now let that sink in. Y'all remember the story. We had some visitors here this morning. How quickly I go through this. Brother Doyle's watching this. Brother Doyle is at home with Miss Jean. Sorry, Jean. Watching this. Doyle was a good deacon. And a couple years ago, my sink was leaking under in my kitchen. And Doyle's 80-something years old. He said, preacher, don't you get under that sink. I'll get under. No, he got under that sink. He's working on my sink, you know. Two ladies come on a Saturday knocking on the door. You know who I'm talking about now. They knock on the door, little well-dressed older ladies. Well, they could be your grandma. I mean, just nice-looking ladies. And I knew who they were, and we got talking. And I let them talk for 2-4 minutes, just being kind and all to them. Then I started telling, I just said, well, there's just a couple things that we would disagree on. They didn't know I was a preacher at the time. They found out real quick I was a Baptist preacher. And I started sharing them about Jesus Christ, how I believe he's God, very God. Oh, no, he's not. He's not God. No, they don't believe that. So I actually got my Bible, and Doyle was under the sink working, and under my kitchen sink, and he heard all this. Met my front door, and I took them to Hebrews chapter number 1, verse number 8. And I read this verse to them. I said, who is speaking? Well, that's God speaking. You know, when he started, I started in verse number 1, kind of leading. And then I got to verse number 8. Who is speaking? Well, God's speaking. I said, what did God say? But unto the Son, stop right there. Who's the Son? You kind of boxing him in. Well, it's Jesus Christ. What did God tell his Son? Thy throne, O God, and I stopped right there. I said, ladies, if the Father calls the Son God, I'm going to call him God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.